This is Malcolm Tomlinson, actor, horse racing commentator and voice-over artiste, proudly presenting the Midweek Drive's regular 6:30 p.m. correspondent. Whether he's in his PJs or not, the truth is out there, director extraordinaire, Mr. Phil Leonard!
So you see, Fatini, it's important he has a reasonable build-up on terms of this whole thing, otherwise who knows what could happen, really. Isn't that right, Phil Leonard?
Yes, I mean, I just got out of bed. I mean, that's how much energy I'm putting into this.
You're good.
Does that mean you are, in fact, in your pajamas?
Oh, of course. Indeed. I get up and I put on my pajamas and I get on the radio. That's what I do. It's extraordinary, Alex, because I actually woke up this morning and realized I had missed most of the show. I've been battling illness. So I let myself just sleep in. It's hard for me to get to sleep at night. And I thought I'd missed most of the show, and so I said, okay, you know what, I'm not even going to listen to any of it. I'm going to let just Alex call me. And then you didn't call me. And then I remembered we've changed our clocks here, so I, in fact, had not missed any of the show and could have heard all of it. But sadly, I have only been able to hear about the last hour.
Hang on, you change your clocks midweek? That's a bit unusual.
No, we changed them on the weekend, but you know,
you just haven't caught
people
up.
Nikki Wells, I've got people who take care of this stuff for me, and they only tell me what I. And they only tell me what I need to know. I mean, I work best simply in an advisory capacity.
There we have it. And, of course, we'd like to say hello to Brian Walton, who's just said a hearty hello from Brian Walton again. Nice to have you with us, Brian. Very good. Funny enough, we were just talking about the absence of George Michael and Careless Whisper.
Yeah, we were.
Still
maybe we should get it for Brian.
Gabriella, he's not Lincoln-based.
East Midlands Station of the Year.
Yeah,
we need
we're under this
George Michael.
And he's Greek. You know, he can't. There we are.
We'll have to a cappella it for him.
Oh, we could do that. He's actually wanting some Johnny Cash this week, who also is not from Lincoln. I already locked into buying his tickets for the Bible show. It sounds like a hoot. Well done, Brian. Yes, he's looking for, do you have God's Gonna Cut You Down or Hurt? No. Sorry to be harsh, but that's...
you looked very hard.
Yeah, well, I did. Yeah,
oh, okay.
We'll go out with a Johnny Cash number, though. Possibly Johnny and June Cash, actually, which I think is quite a little number there. But anyway, just looking ahead to the whole thing. Fatini, we're off, as I say, to check out Caramel at Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. What are you expecting from this edible choreographic piece?
Something innovative and new, I think, from the sounds of things.
Yeah. Gabriella, what are you anticipating?
I have no clue. I don't know, maybe eat some caramel?
Maybe.
Hopefully. Or I don't understand the whole dance session while cooking session. I don't know how that would plan out.
Cooking and dancing.
Yeah.
Dancing and cooking.
Caramel is an obvious choice to involve in a cooking dancing demonstration. It needs lots of sort of careful stirring and temperature, you know, gauging, or it will burn and
you see, I'd ask James, but he's been on sandwiches for the last 2.5 years, so it's not going to help at all, is
it? Student living.
Yeah, well. Never mind. Phil, any thoughts on what we can expect with respect to caramel?
Well, I have a thought, which was, unless I'm mistaken, Gabriella just introduced a wicked good pun in her response. Did she not say that she's looking forward to how it will all pan out?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Did I?
Did you see?
Didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
I would think that they're, you know, for the radio station of the year, for Lincoln's first community radio station, I would have expected some kind of audio sting would have accompanied such an august pun.
Dun, dun, dun!
There we go.
Strange.
By the way, what was Lincoln's second community radio station? That's what I am curious about each week.
I think the official answer is we're first, and there's no other second to none kind of station. There are other stations.
Wow. I mean, obviously, there are lots of other stations available. There's Gravity. There's the whole range of Rutland, Radio Rutland, Lincoln City Radio. You've got radio stations coming out of your ears, to be absolutely honest, really. I mean, we just like to feel that in terms of programming and content, you know, we like to mark ourselves as the original scholars in radio entertainment. I mean, that's
and
that's
it's
the
not
thought.
Just Lincoln, it's East Midlands. That's a huge region.
Yeah, East Midlands.
We are proud.
Well, yeah, but not before a fall. because that can happen as well.
That's the pride.
Got to be very careful about that. Standards must not slip. That's the important thing.
And they shan't.
Exactly. All right, then. James, any questions for Phil about life, the universe?
About life.
Coping with stresses and strains? It's entirely up to yourself.
Any more philosophical stories on your side? I quite enjoyed the one about the bus driver last time.
Oh, I didn't. as anyone who remembers the story can attest. I actually was very intrigued by the discussion that, I mean, especially in light of the 25th anniversary of the Internet, the discussion that Nikki was having in the earlier segment, regarding the music industry, because this is something that really Dean and I were discussing on our Chilpack Hollywood Hour this week, which is kind of how, the sad aspect, the great aspect for us as lovers of music and literature and movies is the way that technology has made this vast reservoir of creative endeavors available to all of us quite easily. And that's terribly exciting if you wish to throw yourself into really learning about any kind of field and enjoying it. The sad part of it is that because it's so easy, because we no longer have to do what I remember having to do when I was growing up, which is really putting in the effort, not just in terms of time, but often a physical effort to travel somewhere to be able to see or hear or learn about an artist in any field. Because we no longer have to put in that effort, we're no longer connected to the work in the same way. And so, sadly, when all of creative expression is available to you, any individual work becomes almost disposable. If it doesn't do it for you in the first few minutes, you turn it off and you go to the next thing. And so our education, although it becomes perhaps broader, our experience becomes broader, it doesn't become as deep. And so I found that conversation really interesting. And the discussion about the airbrushing and how artistry and what's really interesting comes out of the flaws finds its expression, does it not, in almost every form, from auto-tune in music, how we can eliminate any sort of vocal imperfection, but in so doing, we also tend to eliminate the possibility for any unique expression of character in a person's voice. And in writing, I am shocked in an age of autocorrect and grammar check how many books I will read that have glaring grammatical errors, glaring diction problems in terms of the choices of words, and it's almost like because of technology, we no longer have to learn the rules. And the saddest part to me of that, just to conclude, is that if we don't have to learn the rules, we can never actually break the rules. If we don't learn the rules, we would never have E. Cummings, for example.
I think that's a really interesting point. Obviously, I break the rules quite a bit, and that's deliberate when I write. But I think it's not necessary that people don't learn the rules. I think you become over-reliant on your spell and grammar checker, and I think, therefore, you don't see the proofing is very different now. You pick up your manuscript and you think, oh, well, it's, been through the spell checker and therefore it's going to be fundamentally, basically all right. But actually, most spell checkers are terrible grammar checkers because they just don't see the context or the artistic license. And I think it makes us lazy proofers and editors. So I'm not sure it's necessarily not an awareness of the rules. It's just you kind of think it's been done and therefore you don't see it. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. And it's not just obviously in fiction or in publishing. I mean, just opening up any set of instructions for any product.
Well, they're just written by robots, aren't they? I mean,
let's just hold that now. Fatini, for what's been said, you are a liar on spell check. I mean, you're doing your dissertation on Pocahontas.
Yes, unfortunately, I am a liar on spell check. I can see the difference from writing an essay and coursework to when I sit in an exam. And sometimes I just forget to write, to spell the most simplest words. Remember my last exam, I forgot how to spell who. because I think it might have been under pressure as well, but literally it just fell out of my brain. I couldn't.
Oh, well, pick it don't up. You spell, I believe you spell who, C A P A L D I, don't you?
You're trying to trick me.
Gabriella?
Oh, yeah, you spell check all the time.
And James?
Yeah, well, I'll be writing an essay and I'll just spell the words wrong deliberately because I know I can just go back and spell check it all.
Spell the words wrong deliberately.
I think what he meant to say is he doesn't necessarily pay attention. He just writes. He focuses on the creation.
Yeah.
It works. Brian Walton has just actually added in a little apology. Don't worry, Brian, you never have to apologise. You can always contact us. Anybody can contact us. studio@sirenonline.co.uk. We might not read it out, but, you know, you can contact us. It's important.
We'll read it out.
Yeah, of course, Gabriella, exactly. Anyway, Brian, sorry about my number of requests. No, it's all right. You can always send as many as you wish, basically.
We like requests.
Exactly. I've just wanted to be part of the show. Consider yourself part of the show.
Aww.
Yeah.
He is part of the show. Honorary member.
Exactly. Am I able to make another, or is this my time to retire? Of course not. You know, just never retire. Fade away. Super Freak and Rick James. You know, Super Freak or Johnny Cash and June Cash and Jackson? Super Freak? What do we
think?
Super
Freak.
Super Freak.
Yeah, good choice.
We'll be coming up then. Okay, Super Freak is there. It's all sorted out. So good news as far as that's concerned. Sorry, just keeping the customer satisfied there for the moment, Phil. We've still got a few moments to share with us about life, the universe, or indeed musical choices. Or maybe you'd just like to find out how Fatini combines her final year work as a student of both English and drama performance with her dance routines, her upcoming dance event that's coming through here, and a fairly hard, it's a hard-hitting little number you're going to be performing in May time.
Yes, it is. For our final module as drama students, we've created our own theatre company, and our theatre company is called Friction Theatre. And our manifesto is we aim to portray contemporary issues of today through our performance. And we've decided to choose The Sugar Syndrome by Lucy Prebble. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's quite hard-hitting. It's dark in the sense it covers issues such as eating disorders and paedophilia. But there is a black humour behind it, which was quite unusual when reading it, but it's quite effective at the same time.
And this will be being performed where?
The LPAC, Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, on the 28th of May.
There we are. Maybe just in time for you when you come over to the country, actually, Phil.
Is Phil Lynn's coming to the country?
Eventually, yes, no doubt. Depends on how the Lady Killers sort of works through, but I don't want to speak on his behalf.
Last week, I'll be involved in several projects here in Los Angeles in May, but I will be, it looks like, coming over for Worldcon, where I'll be meeting up with you, right, in August.
Yep, that's exactly so. Worldcon for science fiction aficionados.
And I will demand a repeat performance of the dance routine in August, then.
You better put it in the calendar.
Yeah, definitely.
Got to separate. The dance routine is separate from the sugar syndrome.
Yes, the dance routine is for the Dance Society, University of Lincoln Dance Society, and we do competitions. We do have a show coming up as well, which is in March.
And
I can't remember the date.
Whereabouts will the show be taking place?
That'll be the LPAC as well.
Right, Lincoln Performing Arts Centre.
It's called Dance Fever.
Dance Fever. Right.
Fever and sugar. There's a theme going on in your
life.
Yeah,
there seems to be.
It's truly wonderful in every sense of the word. Gabriella, any sort of friends of the family you'd like Phil to give a little shout-out to? Because he probably doesn't realise, even though this week I have formally on Facebook liked Fuzz Aldred. He's got his own page.
Yeah.
Fuzz Aldred, who's alive and looking... He's got attitude, certainly, in terms of the Facebook setup.
I'm sure there's a little doggy that needs a little birthday hello from Phil.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chihuahua,
my uncle's
Phil.
Chihuahua, Bosie, has just turned 4 today.
Bosie.
We had Tallulah sing Marilyn style birthday, so see if you can't top that, Phil.
Yeah. So, Phil, are you ready for a Marilyn Monroe style happy birthday to Bosie, the 4-year-old Chihuahua?
Oh, no, we say Frank Sinatra, please.
Think Frank Sinatra?
Yeah.
I was actually, because it was a Chihuahua, boy, this is awful, but I was trying to think of how to say happy birthday in Spanish,
nice.
and I'm completely lost. Yeah.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Feliz
cumpleaños, yeah.
Very good. Feliz cumpleaños. Absolutely. Well played.
That's why she's from Gibraltar, you see. Our official Spanish correspondent straight in there.
You got to sing it, though.
But what, no, I know. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that unless you have the auto tune button ready to go.
Hey, we nobody just said that. Art
but you know
is
what
imperfect.
I will do? But I will do a dance routine about it. Mm-hmm. Right now, for the rest of the show. Am I on the webcam right now, Alex?
No. But
you can send a video.
We'll get something sorted through. I would have thought
Skype,
yeah.
Exactly.
Video message.
Yeah. Fatini, how do you feel about Chihuahuas? Are you a Chihuahua fan?
No, sorry.
That's not like you. Honestly, straight down the parliament.
I'm a pug fan myself, but I love Marcus Chihuahua.
Well, of course, exactly so. I feel as though the whole show has been sort of bound up in that particular area. Some midweek drive shows or some drive time shows, they like to fuss about traffic and travel and so on. We like to consider the Chihuahuas of the world. Oh, that's what makes us a little bit special. Okay, moving on from that particular point of view, Nikki, any other questions from yourself?
What's up next for you, Phil?
Oh, what?
Global, big, sweeping question.
I am about to start work in earnest on the sequel to The Truth Is Out There. Dean Haglund and I start traveling in May, probably 8-9 months of traveling around the world shooting the remainder of what we need to shoot for The Truth Is Out There, Ancient Mysteries. That will probably take me through December of 2015. In terms of completing that project, even as I work over the next 4 months to complete my feature dark comedy, The Lady Killers. Mm-hmm. And if that weren't enough, I'm also working on an anthology feature film of science fiction and horror and paranormal short films, all dealing with the concept of time. And let's see, what else do I have going on? I'm actually starting to book dates, speaking engagements as a motivational speaker on a variety of topics for a variety of different audiences. So that's what I'll be doing for the foreseeable future. And, of course, sitting in my pajamas every Wednesday morning, whether I'm invited to or not, participating in the midweek drive.
Once you make up your mind and start something, commit to it, say yes, and never look back. Do you have any doubt, any whatsoever, that I will not rush to your side, that legions won't be summoned, that players won't be drawn to your corner, connections made, circumstances crafted, dots connected, that the course of history won't be irrevocably changed? Good. I didn't think so. I'd say you're ready. The universe.
Last two questions for Phil Leonis. Please, James.
Phil, have you had an interesting telephonic link with us today?
I have indeed, James. Thank you.
And can I assume you'll be joining us next week?
I will, of course, be back next week. And one of these weeks, Alex, it would be fun if you gave me the opportunity to spend my section interviewing the people that you have in the studio. Because there's so many questions I've built up about your co-presenters, and yet I never feel that I should say no to answering one of your questions and say, I have a question of my own. Yeah. So if I may put that on the agenda for a future meeting, I would appreciate it.
I think that definitely happened in its own marvelous way. Fatini, have you enjoyed your return to the show?
Yes, I have. Very
good.
Much so.
Back again in the near future?
Yes.
Good. Nikki?
Brilliant. Thank you very much for having
me.
See
you again in the near future.
Absolutely.
James.
Excellent.
And Gabriella.
I'll be back in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. You see, that's what it's all about. Life continues in its own marvellous way. Midweek Drive Morning Edition back at 8 o'clock. Of course, tomorrow morning we have the special Ben Pickard. No relation to Jean-Luc, but Ben Pickard will actually be contacting us from beyond the grave. 7 a.m. every Thursday morning. He'll be doing the early breakfast show here on Siren 107.3 FM. Groundwork's coming up at 9. Can we all say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
See you later.
We didn't even do the round of applause for Cameron Tilbury, Anna Lewis, Alan Stevens, Tallulah Rendler, Richard Ead, and Phil Leonis. So we have now, thanks to Fatini Efstathiou, Nikki Wells, Gabriella Peralta, Katie Grimerson in the early part of the production, James Kaysen, and you, dear listener. And, of course, yes, just for Brian Walton, here's Rick James.